This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, improvements to Social Security are recommended. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So a couple of weeks ago here, if you're listening to this blog post when it goes up in September, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, or the GAO, released a report that they'd been putting together about the Social Security system, mainly the Social Security claiming process. We've illustrated problems with the claiming process several times on the blog here. We actually have some stories about people that have gone into local offices and been given incorrect information or bad advice or told that they couldn't do certain things that they were legally allowed to do. And the GAO, turns out they found some similar things. And specifically, they went and observed 30 of these in-person claiming events where you go in and you sit down with a field representative from Social Security at their office, and they go through what your claiming options are, what benefits you're entitled to receive, and help you claim those benefits. And it turns out that in 8 out of 26 of the claims where the claimant could have received higher monthly benefits by waiting, the claim specialist didn't discuss the advantages and disadvantages of doing that, even letting people know that that was an option, which this really is about, when it comes down to it, the claiming decision is unique to every individual. There's not just one claiming strategy for everyone that's optimal. And it takes some kind of give and take, some decisions a lot of times. There's some pros and cons to it. So to make an informed decision, people should at least know what the pros and cons are. And very few times, as you can see from this statistic, that they were notified of those. In addition to that, 7 out of 18 claims for which the person was exposed to the retirement earnings test, and that's where you are under your full retirement age and you are still working and earning income, but you're claiming Social Security, you're subject to the earnings test, which can reduce your benefit during those years that you're earning above the limit before your full retirement age. The earnings test does go away at full retirement age, but they were not exposed. It wasn't explained to them properly how the earnings test applies to them. So again, they're not informing people of exactly how it works and what are the pros and cons of claiming at a particular time. So they pointed out several of these things. Those were just a couple of key statistics there. But the GAO went on to suggest or recommend highly some changes that the Social Security Administration should implement. And the first couple really was to tackle this issue where they were giving out information that was counter or not consistent with the POMS, the operations manual of Social Security, what we call the rule book or the Bible of Social Security rules, which is the detailed rules that these field representatives are supposed to follow when dealing with Social Security transactions or entries into the system. And to help that be consistent, they recommended that claims specialists inform that delaying claiming will result in permanently higher monthly benefits and at least offer to provide the claimants an estimate of the benefit if they were to delay. So at least, again, inform them so they can make a proper decision. And also, as part of that, to avoid talking about this as a what we call a break-even analysis. Break-even means look at what you'd give up for the next couple of years, and then how long would it take you to recover what you've given up through the higher benefits that would start 2 years from now, for instance. The reason why we don't really like to look at that way, and it's actually expressed in the POMS to not talk about it in that way, is that the real benefit to the claimant, the person receiving Social Security benefits, is long-term. What Social Security, remember, is an insurance program. It's really to insure against falling into poverty no matter how long you live. So where it really, really shines, where people, if you will, get a lot more out of the system than what they put in is when they live for a long period of time. And of course, that's when a higher monthly benefit really starts to pay off, is when you're collecting that much higher or noticeably higher benefit for many years before you pass away. People get so hung up on the break-even analysis that it kind of distracts from the fact that they hopefully are looking at this as a long-term insurance program where they are guaranteed this income for the rest of their life. And because of that, they might want to consider delaying a little bit or maybe many years in order to collect a higher benefit all the way until they pass away. People get so hung up on the break-even point and comparing it to median life expectancy. The problem there is not everybody's at the median. You know, half are above and half are below. So it really comes down to we don't like to look at it necessarily at the median, because that means 50% of you are going to be living longer than that, and you're making a decision based on the other 50%. So to be consistent with the POMS, they encourage avoiding the use of break-even analysis to compare the two. Then they went on to list a few things that go, make some progress in the creating informed public, if you will, so that these people that are in the office to claim actually know enough to make an informed decision. And the first one, they recommended the claim specialist should inform claimants that monthly benefits amounts are determined by their highest 35 earnings years. So, and this is recalculated actually every year you have earnings, whether you're claiming Social Security or not. So a lot of people don't realize that earnings after age 62 or earnings after you've filed for Social Security will count towards creating a higher benefit. So they'll make the decision, why should I work? I'd kind of like to, but I'm not going to get any more out of Social Security, so why bother? Well, that's not true. If your earnings are significant enough, even in your later stages of life, after 62, you might see benefits in the form of higher monthly Social Security retirement benefits as those earnings years replace maybe zeros that you had earlier in your life, or really low earnings years when you were working a part-time job or something like that. So letting people know that more years of work could increase their benefits is suggested. Then they also should clearly explain the earnings test itself and the fact that if you lose benefits between 62 and your full retirement age due to the earnings test, you actually get them back. You will get them back a little at a time in the form of a recalculated higher benefit once you reach your full retirement age. So many people believe that if you lose benefits to the earnings test, they're gone forever. That's not true for your own retirement benefit. That can be true for spousal benefits. That's a little bit of a side issue here. But for your own benefit, if there are benefits held back, if you will, because of the earnings test, you will gradually get those back via a higher monthly benefit once you turn your full retirement age. So sometimes that will cause people to make a little different decision about working between 62 and their full retirement age. Also, the next one is explain that when a person takes lump sum retroactive benefits, it will permanently reduce the monthly benefit going forward. Now, what I mean by this, the default action when you apply for Social Security benefits after your full retirement age, their default in the system is to backdate your application up to 6 months and pay you that 6 months in a lump sum. You have to specifically request they not do that. Now you might, and people get so excited hearing, oh wow, 6 months worth of this, maybe they're suddenly going to get a lump sum check for $10,000, and that sounds really attractive. And it is, however, there is a downside to it. You are effectively considered to have claimed 6 months before, thus giving up any delayed retirement credits you would have received by claiming now or some point in the future. So many people don't understand that's what happens. They just think, oh, lump sum benefits, that sounds great. Give me the lump sum, no questions asked. At least make an informed decision, especially if your goal was to maximize that monthly benefit for you or a surviving spouse. Always make that consideration as well. When you're thinking about maximizing your monthly benefit, it's not just about you and your lifespan, but your surviving spouse as well that may very well live much longer than you do. And then the last suggestion they made is include basic information on how life expectancy and longevity risk may affect the decision. And this is kind of to reinforce what I mentioned a minute ago about think of Social Security as this insurance against living too long. You know, and you think, boy, that's kind of weird. Normally you get insurance for living too short, like life insurance. The problem in retirement isn't dying too soon. Dying too soon causes other problems and grieving and loss, obviously, for your family. But it's actually good news for your retirement accounts. You don't need to be paid money to live anymore because you're not around. So the one issue that's really a challenge is when you end up living much longer than expected and your own savings have now depleted and that sort of thing. So that thought, when if you think about it that way, it makes creating a larger monthly benefit a lot more attractive. Even though you're going to forego some benefits earlier right now by not claiming until next year, the year after, whenever you decide, that higher monthly benefit will provide a much better floor, if you will, the minimum amount of income that you can expect to be receiving all the way to your last day. So the good news is, I think, and the reason why I wanted to bring this to everyone's attention is that there are forces at work to improve this. We a lot of times bring up problems with the Social Security system, and here there has been a little bit of feedback already that the Social Security Administration is seriously looking at these recommendations. But the GAO is usually considered to be a pretty serious entity of the government, and they look at different areas of the government. They look at the budget, and they look at things that Congress does. They're looking at another part of the government, which is the Social Security Administration, and making some specific recommendations that I believe would make the claimings process better for everyone. So, our bottom line, we always encourage people to educate themselves before going into Social Security. It's much better to have a plan in place, know what you're going to do before you're sitting there, so that you know immediately if you're being given bad advice or incorrect information. It's so easy to sit across the desk and believe the expert that's across the desk. And I'm not bad-mouthing these field reps. These field reps have an almost impossible job. They have to master an extraordinarily complicated system and list of rules. And it's hard to do. And sometimes there's exceptions that aren't very common, that it's really hard to just know every time exactly how the rules apply. So this is a time when you can protect yourself from things like that by educating yourself through blogs like ours, doing some of your own research. If you have something that's maybe not been covered in the blog, shoot us an email and we'll be more than happy to address it for you. If it's not something we know off the top of our head, we'll research it for you and maybe even turn it into a blog post. So thanks for joining us here this week on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. We'll be back with you next week with another blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Salner, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.